भक्त भजन की जाए। श्री श्री राधे कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधे कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जाए। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय। श्री गंगा माई की जाय। श्री जमुन माई की जाय। श्रीमती तुलसी देवी महारानी की जाय। His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai, the Lordship Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, the Lordship Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai, the Lordship Sri Sri Gaunitai ki jai, the Lordship Sri Sri Lakshmi Shingadev ki jai, Iskandu Raman Rati Dham ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the Lotus Feet of Sri Sri Guru Guranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 84, entitled The Sage's Teachings at Kurukshetra. We'll be doing text number 26. This first line has a stretch to it. Tasya jate dadris. Trisimangri agoga marsha. Tirtas padam ridikritam suvipakva yogai. Uchikta bhakcha upahatasya jiva kosha. Apur bhavad gati matana gruhana bhakta. Tasya jate dadrisamangriyam agya marsha. Tirtas padam ridikritam suvipakva yogai. Uchikta bhakti upahatasya jiva kosha. Apur bhavad gati matanu grihana bhaktan. Tasya jate dadrisi mangriham augyaga marsha. Tirtas padam ridikritam suvipakva yogai. Uchikta bhakti upahatasya jiva kosha. Apur bhavad gati matanu grahana bhaktan. Please chant. Tasya jate dadrisi mangri magauga marsha. Tirtas padam ridikritam suvipakva yogai. Uchikta bhakti upahatasya jiva kosha. Tasya jate dadrisi mangri magauga marsha. Tirtas padam vidikritam suvipakvayoga. Utsikta bhakti pahatasya yajiva gosha. Apurbhavad gatimatam grihana bhaktam. Tasya jateda drisimangri magauga marsha. Tirtas padam vidikritam suvipakya yogai. Utsikta bhakcho pahata sayajiva gosha. Apurbhavad gatimatam grihana bhaktam. Mothers? Tasya jateda drisamangri magauga marsha. Tirtas padam ridikritam suvipakva yogai. Utsikta bhakti pahatasya jiva kosha. Apurbhavad gatimatam nigrihana bhaktam. Tasya jateda drisamangri magauga marsha. Tirtas padam vidikritam suvipakva yogai. Utsikta bhakti upatasaya jiva kosha. Apurbhavad gatimatam grahana bhaktam. We'll do word for word. Tasya. His. Adya, today. Te, your. Dadrishima, we have seen. Angrim, the feet. Agha, of sins. Ogha, floods. Marsha, which undo. Tirtha, of the holy pilgrimage site, the Ganges. Aspadam, the source. Ridi, in the heart. Kritam, placed. Su, well. Vipakva, matured. Yogai, by those whose practice of yoga. Utsikta, fully developed. Bhakti, by devotional service. Upahata, destroyed. Ashaya, the material mentality. Jiva, of the individual soul. Koshaha, whose external covering. Apuhu, the attained. Bhavat, your. Gatim, destination. Ata, therefore. Anugrihana, please show mercy. Bhaktan, to your devotees. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Today we have directly seen your feet, the source of the holy Ganges, which washes away volumes of sins. Perfected yogis can at best meditate upon your feet within their hearts. But only those who render you wholehearted devotional service and in this way vanquish the soul's covering, the material mind,
attain you as their final destination. Therefore, kindly show mercy to us, your devotees. Purport. The holy Ganges has the power to destroy all sorts of sinful reactions because she originates at the Lord's lotus feet and thus contains the dust of his feet. Explaining this verse, Srila Sridhar Swami says, quote, if the Lord might advise the sages that they need not concern themselves with devotional practices, because they are already far advanced in spiritual knowledge and austerity, they hereby respectfully decline such a suggestion, pointing out that only those yogis who have destroyed their material mind and ego by surrendering to Krishna in pure devotional service can attain full perfection. They conclude by praying to the Lord that he favor them in the most merciful way by making them his devotees. Om Gyanam Tanmayasya Gyananjanashala Chakshur Mitam Vinatasmay Shri Guru Namah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Srila Prabhupada Iti Namine Shri Shri Vrindata Vibhura Padapad Pankajadayane Prabhupada Navadaya Namah Shri Vrindavade. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharami Nirvishesha Samyavadi Paschacha Vesha Tayana. Hare Krishna. So, I thought before I speak on the verse, I want to say something about the verse and make a connection. So, with this I want to go to Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 10, text 12 through 14. Actually, 12 and 13. So, here is the opulence of the Absolute, whereby Arjuna is saying, says, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate abode, the purest, the Absolute Truth. You are the eternal, transcendental, original person, the unborn, the greatest. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Devala, and Vyasa confirm this truth about you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me. So, with that in mind, you know, Arjuna is saying that these sages are confirming and describing. So, I want to go back to text 5 of this chapter, 5 and 6, and take a look at that. So, chapter 84 text. This is actually 2 through 5, and then 6 and 7. So text 6 of this chapter, text 2 through 5 of this chapter says, as the women thus talked among themselves and the men among themselves, a number of great sages arrived there, all of them eager to see Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram. They included Dwaipayan, Narada, Chayavan, Devala and Asita, Vishwamitra, Satananda, Bharadwaj and Gautama, Lord Parasuram and his disciples, Vashishta, Galvala, Bhrigu, Pulastya and Kasyapa, Atri, Markandeya and Brihaspati, Dvita, Trita, Ekata and the four Kumaras, and Angira, Agastya, Yajnavalk and Vamanadev. Then it goes on with 6, talks about as soon as they saw the sages approaching, the kings and other gentlemen who had been seated immediately stood up, including the Pandava brothers and Krishna and Balaram. They all then bowed down to the sages who are honored throughout the universe. So the point I'm making here is that these sages, headed by Narada, according to Srila Prabhupada's description, when they came, some of the persons present were the Pandava brothers, including Arjuna. So, going back, when I went back to Bhagavad Gita 12 and 13, Arjuna is saying that these sages have described this truth about you. So, where is it that Arjuna heard that from? Well, these sages, it's right here in this chapter what we're talking about, these verses, because the sages are describing the personality of Godhead. Does anyone here knows any other place where Arjuna heard these descriptions from the sages about the truth of the personality of Godhead? Can anyone say? As far as I know, here is the only place that where the sages assemble and are describing and confirming the supremacy of the personality of Godhead, where Arjuna heard it. So I just want to make that connection where Arjuna was talking in the Bhagavad Gita about these sages confirming. So this is what he's talking about. So Arjuna was here at Kurukshetra and he heard, because as described, when these sages were giving their teachings on the personality of Godhead, Arjuna was there present also. So he heard his entire conversation, he heard his entire description. So I just want to make that connection with not only this verse, but this entire chapter here. So as we understand that there are three authorities where we base our authorities on, and that's Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So Sadhus here, we understand it, are these sages, as in this, our present description here today, that these sages are describing and giving the authority, confirming that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one question may be raised as to how can we confirm this, or what authority do we have, or how, what conviction do we have to accept these sages as having authority? So in the modern day practice, you have so many scientists and authorities. You know, you have the Darwin and Einstein and Edison and all those big personalities who have done so much research, so much study, so much experience, and they prove those experience, put them all in a package, and thus they become the authority of this world with their experiments and whatever they did. And the entire world accept them as authority. So what can we describe about these personalities, these sages, to accept them as our authorities in devotional service? So if we actually go back to some of these as described back in the text 2 through 5 on some of these personalities, Srila Prabhupada described that they are all headed by Narada. And as we go through, you can see how Narada has been the pretty much like the guru and inspiration for many of these persons. So some of the persons described here is Parashuram and his disciples. So with all Parashuram is described as a sage here, we also know that he's an incarnation of the Lord. And in the earlier canto, I think canto 1 around chapter 9 somewhere there, Srila Prabhupada describes that Parashuram actually, he was so old and he exists so long that he met Lord Ram and Lord Krishna. You know, he was there since Lord Ram appeared, and then he's here when Lord Krishna appeared. So he was there, he has that experience, he has knowledge of the scripture, he has so much information on Vedic authority. So he and his disciples, they are one of the persons who are here. And throughout the Vedic scriptures, there is this mention of Lord Parshuram. So, he's one person. Another person that is described here is Bharadwaj. Bharadwaj is, he's a very, very old sage. Actually, as we learn the description of the Ramayana, it was a conversation between Yajnavalk, who is also one of the sages that are present here, that Yajnavalk was telling Bharadwaj his whole pastimes of Lord Ram, which occurred sometime before the Ramayana actually took place, that Lord Ramachandra actually appeared, which is somewhere about the end of Satyu Yuga. So, and from there is where Valmiki wrote the Ramayana. It's described that that's been, Ramayana has been described in 1 billion verses. Our Srimad Bhagavatam is 18,000 only. So, these are two other authorities, and Bharadwaj also, he is the father of Dronacharya, who is the teacher of Arjuna. So some describe that that Bharadwaj is a different personality, but Srila Prabhupada confirmed that yes, it's the same. But he was so old that he existed so long, and with all his experience and revelation of Vedic authority, that he's established as one of the authorities. Similarly, you have Markandeya Rishi. As we all know, in the Skanda Puran, there's a lot of information about Markandeya Rishi, who was there witnessing the pastimes of Lord Jagannath. He was there, that his lifespan is so long that whenever there is the devastation at the end of the yugas, that Markandeya Rishi remained. He's the only one that exists. So from so many yugas, so many ages back, Markandeya Rishi exists and is established in all these authorities. So similarly, there are also like Asita and Devala. Asita is a rishi that explained to his father 1.5 million verses of the Mahabharata in detail, which also describes the personality of Godhead. So these are some of the points I just want to bring up so that we can, you know, establish how these sadhus are the authorities, and we can take that as confirmation that they have all described, they are describing the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the authority. So from that, we can have that conviction and understanding, we can have that acceptance, we can be able to present it to others. So anyway, those are just a few points I have on that. So regarding these verses here, yet again, these personalities, of course, there's also a person described here as Lord Vamanadeva. Vamanadeva is also there, as described as a sage. He's another incarnation of the Lord that was present. So one thing that kind of struck me is that when this idea of coming to Samanta Panchaka, this part of Kurukshetra, to observe this very auspicious moment, and Lord Krishna decided to go there, how much so that that message spread around, that all these sages, they certainly had a, you know, different types of internet access. They have so much communication that immediately they were able to come to that spot. And if you look at the expanse of Varsha, expanse of India, it's like, and the medium of transportation was basically walking. Well, Lord Chaitanya used to go from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri. They would take like 2 months to walk there for the festival and 2 months to walk back. So some of these sages, they were all over the place, which is can take months to get from one location to the other. But upon Lord Krishna's coming to Kurukshetra, they immediately got there. You know, so by their mystic powers, by whatever means, but they all... So that message got out. So how is it that that message got out? How is it that they are able to know this? I'm just circling around this verse here to try to, you know, bring about some argument of understanding of the level of advancement of these sages. So here today, when they were describing that these yogis who practice in all these different ways, they cannot really know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but only by devotional service. So yet again, this is an authority. This is a great authority, great tool we have to establish our very highest practice of devotional service that we are practicing today. Apparently very ordinary devotees, very ordinary Kali Yuga souls here, and able to stand on this very high level of practicing devotional service. Many times we question ourselves, what benefit do we have to get? How can we really advance? I know many times my wife and I would discuss this point, that so many great saints and sages, so many great personalities, so many of the demigods, you know, they had their fall-downs, they had setbacks, they performed so much austerities, and still they have not sometimes gained the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what confidence and what assurance do we have that we, who really have, you know, nothing in comparison to these personalities, we have no standard of practice, no standard of even so much Vaishnava etiquette. So how can we achieve this highest goal? So here the sages are saying that we can achieve this highest goal basically by devotional service, and by describing this verse, by giving up our material mind. In the word-for-word translation, this is described as something else. Sometimes I don't know anything about Sanskrit, and so when these meanings comes out, I understand that they are more Bhava Artha, or the essence of these commentators that brings out all these fine points. Where is this one that talks about? Oh, yeah, so Ashaya, it talks about the material mentality. But in the word, in the translation, he talks about the material mind, which Srila Sridhar Swami also talks about in his quotation here on this verse. So what actually helps to take us out, helps to advance us in Krishna consciousness? It's like this, a concept that I'm not very familiar with, of talking about breaking out the covering of our material mind. In other words, many aspects of our covering that we have, there's a material side to it and there's a spiritual side to it. Just like you have Maya and Maya. For the Karmis, Maya is an illusion that keeps them covered. For the devotees, Maya is an illusion that keeps us covered, but covered in respect to the Personality of Godhead, covered that we are, sometimes we don't even recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we develop such a strong love for Him. So we keep in that aspect. So that's like a different Maya. So similarly with our minds, like we were describing earlier, like in the previous chapter, how these gopis and the residents of Vrindavan, their minds are always covered by this thought of Krishna. There's always so much attraction. So that we can understand, that's like a spiritual mindset, as against what the sages are talking about here as a material mindset. To get clearance of this material concept. And then they conclude in their verse here that how can we achieve that? We know that we have our practice of sadhana. We chant our rungs, follow the regulative principles, see the deity, worship the deity, and all this practice that Srila Prabhupada gave us. But the sages here are saying something that is quite striking, that with all we have this practice, what really brings us out from this atmosphere, of course, along with the practice, is to receive the mercy of the Lord. So just it's only by that mercy of the Lord and His devotees that we are able to break out of this mindset. We are able to break out of this the covering of this material atmosphere that really portrays our real identity. So this is one thing that is very instructive, at least for me, from what I gathered in this verse, that the mercy of the Lord. So they're also praying to the Lord, please show us mercy. And these are personalities who establishes the Vedic conclusion. They're not like ordinary people. They're the ones who establish the Vedic conclusion. They're the ones who analyze, who show from every point of view that the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One personality that was present here is also Vashishta. Vashishta and Vishwamitra Muni. We know Vashishta was the family priest for Lord Ramchandra and his dynasty. So Vashishta was there since all the way there. So all these establishments, as we go through the Bhagavatam, it helps to give us more conviction of understanding of our practice of devotional service, that we can able to be more convinced and be more equipped. Because apart from the Bhagavatam and our association here, there's pretty much nothing outside that gives us this conclusion and give us this understanding of devotional service. So by the mercy of the Lord, they're praying for the mercy of the Lord. So that's, you know, very significant here, that these great personalities, they're still praying for the mercy of the Lord. Sometimes, as what Sridhar Swami was arguing here, is that, okay, the Lord may say, well, there's no need, you're already advanced devotees, you're already so great personalities, there's really no need to do all of this. But they're saying no, that it's very important, and this is one thing that Srila Prabhupada stressed time and time again, over and over, that we should never consider that we are advanced or practiced enough to lapse on our practices. That always keep that vigilance going. So that way Krishna's mercy can prevail. And how it prevails? By our sincerity, by the recommendation of the devotees through the medium of the spiritual master and the other devotees, so that this shower of mercy can come. And we can also attain the final destination, as what the sages are describing here. To attain final destination, we are begging for the mercy of the Lord. And to be engaged in devotional service. So these are some thoughts I have on these verses here. And if there's anyone has any comments or questions. Pushkar Prabhu.
Point of information, like going to Jagannath Puri, usually described as 2 weeks, not 2 months. Would that be a long time taking? It'd be taking a long time. Like when Raghunath Das escaped from his family life, it took him 12 days to go. And then usually described like a fortnight.
Oh.
2 months is a long time. Because 2 months there, 2 months back would be quite a
Yeah, actually, there's one place in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It talks about 4 months. Apparently, they didn't take 2 months to walk there, but they did spend 4 months away from Navadvipa.
Yeah, but it doesn't take 2 months to go.
Go, okay.
I think you said the Vamanadeva. I think it up says Vamadeva, the sage, not Vamanadeva.
Is that different from?
There's no Vamana there mentioned, but Vamadeva. But I'm not sure of his profile either, but he's not.
Oh, yeah, I didn't really look it up. Yeah, you're right, that's Vamadev. He did talk about Parashram as an incarnation. Srila Prabhupada describes that Parashram, so anyway. Thanks for that correction. Anyone else? Or do we have any information as who Vamadev is? No. Okay. I know we were advised not to go there too much. Yeah. So anyway, I guess we can end here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.